Most important question of the season, is Jay shirtless or not? Stay tuned in to find out.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
This is Kanza.
I like that Steve is our engineer tonight. I like that Steve automatically knows how to find this song.
Because Steven knows us so well.
It's a safe search.
I think he might like the guy in the video. Hello, everyone. Welcome to our very last All-Stars recap, season 2 of All-Stars, episode 9, Reunited. I may be your host, Kenny Harrison. I'm not sure tonight. I think the blonde wig is throwing me off a little bit.
It's gorgeous.
You can find
Mary J. Blige.
Oh, thank you.
Nene Leakes.
Oh.
I'm taking this thing off. You can find me at Kenny C. Harrison on Instagram and Twitter. Sitting next to me is the very lovely...
1, 2, 3, Jackie B on all platforms.
I like your gloves.
My what?
Your gloves.
Oh, my gloves.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And your shirt.
Thanks.
Okay.
It stands for itself. I need one of those.
Next to Jackie is the very lovely and handsome...
Mark J. Freeman in the house.
Welcome back. Oh, yeah, you guys weren't here the last time.
I was not here last
time. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
You weren't here either.
Jay was here. Oh. Jay was here. Who was Tony Moore was here. And I was here.
Well,
you weren't here.
I was.
The bald one who was here.
I was like, I knew somebody else wasn't here. All right.
Welcome back. And on the end, giving me, I don't know, now.
Karate. Karate.
I'm Katarzyna Petrova Zamalachikova. But your dad just calls me Jay Ellis. And I'm on Instagram at @don_b_jealous. Oh, thank you. And @still_jealous on Twitter.
And say hi, Steven. The fans love our engineer, Steven.
Say hello, Steven.
Hello, Steven. There he is. Hi, Steven.
Hey, hi, Steven.
Oh, we can't hear you.
Oh, yeah, you can hear me. Okay. Oh, hey. How's it going, guys?
Hey, we miss you, Steven.
We're glad you're here, Steven.
And he was here for our last finale last season, so this is very appropriate.
Yeah, that's
right.
Yes. Thank you for joining us. It is the eve of Halloween, which is why most
all
of us
Hallows Eve.
Are
I think
up.
Halloween is all Hallows Eve. I don't know.
I decided to be the only one not in costume.
The only drag queen on the floor.
I think it's only appropriate that I be the one who's not. The last time I was the only one that was.
Was, yes. So
Okay, sorry.
I was like, I'm listening. I can hear myself. Yeah. Thank you for joining us. If you're watching us in the live chat room, thank you for being with us on YouTube. If you downloaded us on Instagram, on iTunes, thank you for downloading us. So,
thanks
guys,
for downloading us on Instagram, too.
Yeah, download us everywhere. I have not started drinking yet, so we'll see how this shit
sails.
Well,
I'll see if there's any left when I'm done.
So, guys, before we get into the reunited...
Can you be selling butt plugs?
I am selling. You can go to buttplugs.com. No, Mark and Jackie, you guys weren't here for the finale episode, so I would like to ask the two of you, not ask you, but ask you, what are your thoughts on how...
Well, obviously, we predicted the winner, which was
on
not...
At episode one.
Kennedy,
you want some?
I do.
But the outfits, I loved the outfits in the last episode.
Like the runway?
All but one. Every single one of them, yes.
Just all of them?
All of them. Beautiful.
Every single one?
Yeah.
Okay. Why do you keep saying it that way?
Because I didn't like them.
Okay, well, tell us why. Which ones and why? This is your moment to shine. We got time.
I didn't like the one that was bought off the rack.
Which was?
Is that Alaska?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, and I thought it was interesting that she said that in the finale in tonight's episode.
That
they shouldn't buy.
The thing I liked about her outfit, and I'm not always a big fan of Alaska's outfit.
Jay's gonna hit me.
The thing I did like about the outfit is it fit her. There are so many times where I feel like Alaska has been, not particularly this season, but in her season, was wearing ill-fitting outfits. So I really appreciated that she made it.
That
it
fit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Super. I liked everybody else's.
Anything else? Are we not? Are we upset about the winner? Are you happy?
I knew who was going to win.
Yeah.
So
I'm just asking because you guys weren't here, and I just wanted to get your opinion before we started about the reunion.
I mean, I loved it. I loved the challenge. It was a fun finale. I was laughing so much during that challenge.
Okay.
Did either of you have a favorite during the lip sync part?
Well,
or like a verse?
Remind me again. Remind me again what the challenge was. And it was a while ago that I saw it. Sorry.
The podcast, and they had to go in for the lip sync to RuPaul's Read You Wrote You. And they each
and
wrote
the video.
A rap.
Yeah, and the
they
rap. And the stage performance.
Okay. You know, I liked it. Yeah, yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, moving forward.
Since that one, it was a while ago, and then I've been watching this like three times, so it's like
going, watching the
today's
reunion.
Episode or this episode.
Let's talk about it. Do you guys want to talk about what they look like, what they wore first?
In this
episode,
I thought that was interesting too.
If somebody can refresh my
memory. Okay, so here's and someone actually said it in the chat room. I wish they would have had it. They did this in front of a live audience, which would have made it, because the whole setup was kind of like those housewife reunions where they're just sitting and they're just talking and hopefully something. This is really like, I don't see how you guys do it.
I think he's referring to me. I don't know about you guys, but well, you wear them,
yeah. I wanted more.
You wanted more outfits?
Or I just wanted, like, it just was boring.
I don't think it was boring. I think it felt like closure. Like, all of the discussions that were happening seemed relevant to the season, and I particularly appreciated that Adore came back. I liked the little teaser that maybe Adore would be on All-Star Season 3. It's one of those things where you don't know if that's going to be still overwhelming for her or not. I don't know if she likes that environment or not. But as an Adore fan, it was nice to see Adore. And I laughed so hard about the sleeping with the fans thing. I thought that was funny. Mm-hmm. So I appreciated that she was there. And so that was a real highlight for me.
Yeah.
I don't know that because she made such a point after her exit on social media to stand up for herself of why she left. That I was kind of disappointed that she kind of reneged on that and was just like, oh, I shouldn't have done it, and da, 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 and I'm embarrassed and I'm ashamed. That kind of bothered me, because I was just like, no, like, you went on social media, you did a whole video that I watched the whole thing, like, watching you defend yourself, and then you're going to come on the finale or the reunion and say...
I do think, though, that part of what she was saying was not so much like... for herself that she would do it, but for the fans, because I feel like a lot of fans were disappointed that they didn't get to see more of her.
I'm a firm believer in choices, like the one I'm
hashtag choices.
That at the time when she left, I was really supportive of her, because there are certain situations that you need to do what's best, and I don't think it was healthy for her to stay. And I can sense that, you know, the episode after that first elimination, you could see she was broken. Mm-hmm. And I haven't been the biggest Adore fan. This is so itchy, guys.
You can take it off.
Okay, I'm going to take this off. I apologize. I tried. But I just think that, you know, her, like what Mark said, when she left the show, it was justified that for her leaving, and now she's making like a 180. I should have done it, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, I feel like you make choices that you should stick by. Yeah. And yes, sometimes you can have regret. I think regret is good. But I think in this case, I think I would have liked to see her say, you know what, I made this decision. I'm sticking by it. It might not have been the best decision at the time, but, you know, it happened and life goes on.
Yeah.
So that's all I have to say about that.
Pivoting from that, I see people commenting in the chat roll about how the Fifi shade was uncomfortable. I do appreciate that people, a lot of the queens themselves were kind of like skirting around the issue, but I don't know. It felt a little bit unprofessional that Ru was throwing that much shade. Well, it's like, why do you care that much?
Here's my take on that. I mean, it was the huge elephant in the room that wasn't in the room was Fifi. And I think at the very beginning, it was kind of Ru's way of saying, you know, look, bitch, I want an Emmy. I got this. This could be you, but you decided not to go this route. And I think, and I have to agree with Jackie in saying that I think it was kind of, Michelle Obama said, take the high road. When they go low, we go high. And I think Ru could have taken the high road in this situation. Mm-hmm. I feel like it was kind of a cheap shot. And I didn't think it was fair, because it's as if we're having a discussion with Mark not here, or Jackie, or whoever not here, and then them not being here, not being able to defend themselves.
Right.
And I don't think that was fair. And I don't think, and I agree with Jackie as well, that the queens didn't really go after her as much. But when Fifi came up in conversation, that's where I was just like, okay, let's you know, keep it classy at least,
right?
Because she isn't there to defend herself.
Yeah.
So
Jay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fifi's a hard topic because I feel like the conversation just been like talked about like ad nauseum. But my opinion was they had to address it, and I don't think that it was to tear her down. And Fifi had the option to go there and defend herself if she wanted to. So they were allowed to say what they wanted to say, and she could have been there to defend her actions, but she chose not to. She didn't want to be a part of the show, so she didn't show up. So I don't think I want to have a conversation about her.
The one thing that I wrote down about it, other than the fact that I was okay that she wasn't there, is that what bothers me is that everybody is getting on Fifi because of what she said in the workroom about Alaska.
Alyssa
getting a pass on her wardrobe. However, Detox literally said the exact same thing on this episode, and nobody's getting on her for saying, you know what I mean, for saying exactly what Fifi said that this whole drama is about. Yeah. So that kind of bothered me that, like, it's okay for Detox to say it. And the other thing that I thought was interesting on this whole thing was when Rue made the comment about editing. She's like, I'll call you on the bullshit. Watch it again and really pay attention to the girls, because they didn't react, in my opinion, how I think they were thinking. Because if you, I just noticed there a couple of them kind of just didn't really react to that. Almost like, I'm just going to let that go.
Right.
Because I feel like they know that there was some manipulation.
Well, and it's also weird because Fifi tours with them. So yeah. In the Battle of the Seasons, I'm pretty sure she's slated to do the Christmas Battle of the Seasons. I could be wrong.
I doubt that she is now.
I know, but initially it looked like she was in the lineup, and she has been doing it.
But wasn't
it weird?
Wasn't it that there were several people or two people from this season that when the episode aired at whatever bar they were at, they defended Fifi and said that's not what went down.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I think. You see, if you go back and watch and pay attention to how the girls' reactions to what RuPaul says, mm-hmm. I think that's quite interesting. Because they don't really kind of... One or two laugh out loud, I think, because they were caught off guard. But I think if you notice, some of them are just really quiet and they don't really even react to it.
Right.
Which I think is interesting.
Okay.
And that's all I will say. I think we should move on.
And people in the chat room agree. Let know enough with Fifi.
Yeah.
Let's move on to... I guess we can go down the line. Alyssa... First of all,
love this outfit.
I did too.
It's one of my favorites. It reminded me of The Lion King.
Yes.
I loved it.
Yeah.
It was my favorite on the whole
the panel.
Out of all of them.
Yeah. I it was one of my favorites.
And Detox. I liked Detox and Alyssa.
I liked Katya's and Alyssa.
Oh, did you?
I like Katya's makeup.
I like, because I come from theater, so I like costumes with a story. So I loved that Katya's had a story to me. Alyssa's had a story.
Yeah.
I think just Alyssa's aesthetic. She says, you know, Chanel says take off 2 items, I say put on 22. It's so Alyssa.
Yeah.
It's
so funny.
And it's so funny because I've had so Raven always gets on me because I wear too much, which I don't think I do, but she's always yelling at me that I'm wearing too much jewelry. So I'm in that team where I'm in drag. I should wear all 12 of my rings if I want to. You
Why
know
not?
What I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm there. I don't think that I'm, but I don't have that. I don't do that. Costumey, like, you know what I mean? I'm more, I guess, off the rack, I guess.
But is there
simple? I'm a simple gal.
can we discuss that comment? Because I kind of did not like the fact that Rue said that sometimes.
I agree.
What makes a superstar is not necessarily something that, you know, you make from creation, from, you know, you can buy things off the rack and make it and still be a superstar. And
let me just say, Bob's outfit,
keep talking.
Thank you. Bob's outfit, that one that, like, looked like a space costume or whatever, we found out that it was from Amazon.
For, like, $20.
Everybody loved it.
Yes.
And that's the thing, is, like, if you're clever enough, you can find something that is, quote-unquote, off the rack or, like, something you bought at Party City or whatever, and make it your own.
Yeah. I agree, 100%. And I don't think there's anything. What's the phrase? Not don't let the clothes wear you. You wear
or
whatever it is. And I feel like that's what it is. I mean, like, especially, you know, like, especially when I first started to, I had a, like, very retro vibe. And it's like, you know, if I can get away with buying a $20 dress and zhuzhing it up with a big fat belt that's got rhinestones on it and stuff like that, just to make it, you know, pop, why not do that? Right. You know what I mean? That I don't think that that's... I don't look at girls and go, oh, she bought that off the rack. I mean, I know, obviously, when something's been made for somebody and they hand-sew rhinestones, obviously, you can tell. But I don't think I've ever really held it against anybody that they... And correct me if I'm wrong, I'm sure somebody will find a thing on here that I said something otherwise, but it doesn't bother me.
But the other thing is, like, you have to think of their budget. I mean, we're not talking about, like, Britney Spears or Katy Perry, where there's this unlimited budget to buy crazy costumes. Mm-hmm. You have to be creative with the budget you have.
I think it just, the message that Rue is basically, because they are young people that are watching this show, and it gives them the sense that I need to have this expensive piece of garment to be a superstar. And that is, I think, the wrong message. Well, and I think that's why I took it kind of negatively.
Well, because, and if you look, a lot of the outfits, like a lot of Alaska's outfits are not...
They're trash bags.
Exactly. So you're completely going against everything that you're saying by crowning her. You know what I mean? Because she does not do that. That's not her thing. Whether she'll use her money to do that now, it's a whole other story.
What say you, Jay? You're nodding a lot over there.
I'm just I'm hearing what you guys are saying. If it's like what you say, if they look good, then I don't care where it came from.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Speaking of outfits, though, I don't know how you feel about this, but I do like that Katya totally called Alaska on the trash bag, and then
the 2-for-1.
Yeah. Well, and because she was like, your second one was great, your first one was bullshit.
I mean, we talked. Sorry, go ahead.
No, you go.
Yeah, we talked about that, Jackie, on our episode where it wasn't even like same with Alyssa, like it wasn't a full look. So I'm glad that they did address that. And I thought Katya, this whole reunion, was very calling a spade a spade.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I did appreciate that.
Yeah.
So totally. I completely agreed with that assessment.
It's one of those things where a lot of the things that Alaska said, she kind of, like with the dress thing, like she called Alyssa out on this, you know, the reveal, and hers was just a big trash bag. And it was another instance. I only watched this episode once because I was just like, there's not much new that I need.
Do you think
there
was like the lack of energy? Were you missing like the audience? Okay,
I think that a live audience would have been good. Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, I watched it twice.
I watched it three times.
I really liked it because I was so happy to see a door, and I think maybe that's why I watched it twice.
Felt like a key with girlfriends.
Yeah. I'm wondering when they taped it, if they taped that right away or if they just taped it recently.
I think they taped it recently. Okay. Yeah. Because with the whole
Fifi
thing.
To opt out.
Yeah. I think it was recently.
Oh, true. Okay. True.
I think we said it maybe 2 weeks ago in our last, that the season 7 girls had just left
and
season 7.
And they confirmed that. Yeah.
So it was literally like, I guess, Ginger not winning and then having to come right back into another competition.
Yeah.
We didn't hear much from Ginger this week.
You know, and we didn't hear much from Roxy
or Tatiana.
And I have to say, I think from episode 1, I said it, that I had a new respect for Tatiana, and I still, I'm like one of her biggest fans. Like, you love Adore, I love Tatiana. And we got a chance to meet her at Comic-Con. I always say that.
DragCon.
And she's like, stunningly beautiful, but she's the sweetest person.
Yeah.
And I would go see her. If someone texts me, say, hey, Tatiana's
she's
downtown.
Yeah.
I'll go see her. I'll pay money to go see her. Yeah. I think she's phenomenal.
Yeah. Keep us posted, Jay.
I am on top of the drag performances. Yeah. That's what I said 2 weeks ago, is that I think she came out the best out of this whole season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tatiana. Like, she got new fans, people who didn't even know she existed.
Yeah.
And she presented herself well on the show and the reunion, so I think she's going to come out the real winner.
I think so, too.
What do you guys think about Roxy? Because the question was posed to Roxy about whether or not she deserved to be in the top four.
Mm-hmm.
Being in the bottom, like, I guess, six of the seven episodes.
That's so rough
episodes.
To hear. Like, when you put the numbers next to it, that's a hard...
Yeah.
Sell to make it to the four.
The thing was, I do agree that Roxy shouldn't have been in the top four, but at the same time, when they were talking about the toot and boot, I was like, yeah, I did like every outfit Roxy wore.
But it's more, and I think that that's, and I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it should be more than just wearing a pretty dress.
Yeah.
And having
challenges.
A great, you know what I mean?
Like,
I'm not saying
the
there's nothing, because I do, when they were showing stuff back, that outfit that she was wearing, the red with, where they did the,
reveal?
Was that her reveal?
The red outfit,
yeah. With the dark hair. There were so many times they cut to Roxy and was like, oh, dang, she's pretty. Mm-hmm. Like that I just kept going, oh, wow, she's really pretty. Mm-hmm. But it should be more than that. And it's funny that Alyssa said, well, if you were on Survivor or Big Brother, you would be the winner. And that makes sense because it's a competition, like, challenge where may the best man win. This is supposed to be based on charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent. Right. And if you're constantly in the bottom, are you really the best, or are you just the best of the worst?
Mm-hmm. Or you just dress well all the time, so right. people so love it. You and they right. want to see you. Right. Yeah. I think that's part of what Roxy has going is because yeah.
She had two good friends on the
It's funny panel. Because I know that people love what Detox was wearing, but I don't know, I was gagging over everything Roxy was wearing.
Except for this outfit.
The last one?
Tonight.
This week's episode. I just felt cute. I didn't think it was flattering. While she's seated.
Yeah.
I don't think it was flattering. I didn't think it flattered her.
She chose a lot of nude colors this year. Like, it was a very fleshy color, and even throughout the season, that's why Roxy always does deliver, but it was a jumpsuit in flesh, and it just kind of looks skinny.
Yeah. I liked the finale, I liked when she had that little headpiece, and it was kind of like a nude illusion dress. It reminded me like a Marilyn Monroe kind of thing. And I like that, being kind of thick and juicy myself. I appreciated the thick and juiciness.
I know.
Jackie, by the way, Jackie is the skinniest, like, little thing. She's sitting next to me. I can just flick her off this chair right now.
But I do have a big behind, so I appreciate any dresses. My ass is pretty big, so I do appreciate
Roxy's
butt.
We're going to have a booty off contest after this.
Oh, yeah. We are going to have a booty off.
I think I'll win. We should vote, and you guys can vote on it.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. I like that.
Who do you want to see? Me,
Jackie? I am not part of that competition. I have to pad it.
Let's move on. I want to discuss Coco a little bit, because we didn't get a chance to see her much this season. Correct. We saw her twice. And she kind of dropped a bombshell on us regarding her health. And I just want to say that it takes a lot of guts. And I might have said this jokingly, but now I really take it back. I didn't think she looked healthy at the start of the competition. I even looked, I was like, she looks a little rough. Now knowing that she went in after having health issues, I really bite my words. I have so much respect for her now, because it takes a lot to go through, you know, these things. And even we mentioned this about Cynthia
Lee Fontaine.
Last season. It takes a lot of guts to even put yourself out there again, knowing that you're not 100%, you know, well.
Right.
So kudos to Coco.
It's hard, too. I mean, when she said what she had a collapsed lung, that is not something that you can easily bounce back from. So just the fact that she was able to bounce back from it and then perform, just kudos to you for being able to do that, because you're bedridden after a collapsed lung.
I heard a rumor, maybe people can say if it's true or not, that LaGanja was originally in Coco's place in All Stars, and then she got a gig working for Miley Cyrus choreographing her tour. So LaGanja dropped out and
Coco stepped in.
And I don't know if that's exactly
true. It's funny you would say that, because that would mean that LaGanja and Alyssa, who are both in the same family, would have competed against each other, which would have made for good television.
And there was drama with LaGanja and Adore, if we don't recall.
Season.
I'm feeling very attacked.
So, I know. So if you know, make your comment down below if you know this, the tea on LaGanja not being able to do it. But again, kudos to Coco. It takes a lot of courage and bravery to, you know, admit that you had health issues.
Plus, looking back and knowing that she said she wanted to do a Janet Jackson song and they didn't have the rights to do a Janet Jackson song, I think that also hinders her, because a lot of them get to play into their own wheelhouses, and she didn't get to do
that. And I also like the fact that she didn't let everyone know, like, she didn't want the sympathy vote.
Exactly.
Because I think that would have kind of, like, I feel bad for, like, voting her off because she's sick.
Yeah.
So, again, kudos to her. We talked about Adore's exit a little bit. Tatiana's little moment was very, very little. They didn't say much about Tatiana. And I really, really... Yeah, I'm riding her dick. So what?
I do respect, though, the fact that she said, you know, I didn't do so well the first time, so I agreed. I didn't do well in the Snatch Games. Snatch Game. So I agreed with that, but I thought I did better in that. I felt like it was a very objective kind of looking at yourself, which I respect anyone who can look at themselves objectively and say, you know what, that wasn't my best moment, but I do think I should have been
saved
here.
Time. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No other thoughts? Jay, speak. Say something. I'm putting Jay on the spot. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. It's fine. It's just I'm agreeing with what you guys are saying. It's just they didn't give Tatiana a lot to talk about, or they didn't use her opinion, I guess, in a lot of it. But mm-hmm. I agree that she, in Snatch Game, she kind of owned her. That she didn't.
Failure.
And then she's. And we talked about who should have been safe. Pretty much what we have said, I feel like, throughout the season has been pretty accurate to what they've been equating. So it's kind of nice to, refreshing to hear.
Right.
I had a mental thought about how we just talked about.
Versus, I do think.
I know, exactly.
This is his first one. Be careful.
Oh my God. The walls are going to fall off. Because we spoke about Roxy and how every runway she was. Spot on. She was sick on the runway, but like the challenges, she was the worst.
Oh my gosh. Whereas, even in this last one, you could tell, like, she was my least favorite in that because her voice is so tone deaf, and this is coming from someone who's completely tone deaf. Right. I was like, oh no, girl. Oh, this is not good.
Fifi?
No, I'm talking about Roxy in that last challenge with the four of them singing.
The rapping?
She was the worst. Like, her voice is really bad.
So having said that, with Roxy being the runway queen, then you have Alaska, who kills every acting challenge, every rap challenge. And I'll give her credit. She's got the talent and charisma. But when she comes out on the runway, like you said, with the, you know, Walmart dress... It just bothers me. And, you know, and again, we're saying how superstars need to stand out.
Well, now,
and yet,
and I think this is a very appropriate time for me to talk about the green banana clip.
Oh my gosh, no.
I was like, are you kidding me with this? Like, you're literally wearing a crown that you just won All-Stars. You didn't see the green?
I didn't
see lime green banana clip or butterfly clip holding her hair back. And I was like, really? Like, the fact that they, the producers, didn't say, girl, let's just... Or I hope that they aren't the ones that put it in her hair, thinking no one would see it.
I didn't see it. Did you see it?
No, I didn't know.
Oh my gosh,
I don't know how you missed it.
It was
sorry. I have to go back and watch it.
Go back and watch it.
I was hoping for, you know, Violet Tchotchke, as much as I didn't like her as, like, a personality, her outfits are sickening. And when she wore this kind of, the last time we saw her, in this, like, themed kind of, like...
the big dress?
Yeah, like a bug
finale.
Dress.
Yeah.
It was really that was court, end of it was season really tight.
Eight.
And,
yes.
And season 8. She, and yeah. she crowned Bob.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, sorry.
She had, like, what am I trying to say? Jewelry or accessories that matched her outfit, which is when Alaska was wearing this themed kind of like bug dress, I was hoping to see like a big spider back there or something.
Oh.
Something kind of like matching the theme.
That's cute.
Yeah. You know? And so that's what was really bothering me. I was like, it looks like you did, you know, to quote Alyssa, reach into your caboodle and just grab something and put it on there.
I appreciated every, you know, looking, you know, when they were showing everything and kind of going through everybody and they were showing stuff that she did. Nothing that, I mean, other than the Snatch Game and when she played Betty,
the acting challenge,
yeah. Which I thought she was great at those challenges. There was nothing else like runway wise that was just phenomenal. She, even in the reunion, she just didn't look All-Star to me. She just does not come off as All-Star to me. And when you see somebody like Detox, who just, I'm sorry, in my opinion, of everybody there, Detox is the only one who elevated her game. She looked amazing on the runway, almost every challenge. I don't think there was one that I was just kind of like even questioned. And she did well in every challenge, if not knocked him out of the ballpark. So I felt Detox had the best of both. And I think Alaska won because of her
connection to you.
Yeah.
I'm going to counter you on this one. I think Katya was the other...
Go ahead.
Well, no, I was just going to say, I thought Detox was really on point. But I have to say, judging from season 7 with Katya and All Stars with Katya, was a total 180. And to know that it just literally happened.
Right.
I don't know if it was a 180 so much of her feeling more comfortable. No, that's just you.
I agree with you.
To me, it was her feeling more comfortable with being as weird as she is and just going with it. Like, her aesthetic is that shark foot outfit that we saw in that season. And now in All Stars, a lot of the outfits were more like that.
Well, and she even said she's still evolving her fashion. And you do. You know, it's like the stuff that I used to wear aren't the things that I, you know what I mean? Even if I had and could fit in the costumes that I started doing drag in, I probably really wouldn't want to wear them much anymore because you do. You kind of evolve, you know? So
Jay, take the floor.
We're talking about Katya?
Or Alaska.
Or whatever you want
to talk about.
As far as Katya, I mean, to see that she went basically from season 7 to season 8, and then that there was such growth in that short of time, it does speak to, like, how she probably learned throughout that competition, because really these other queens have had years to really experience designers coming to them, giving them dresses, like I think Detox had a Marco Marco, mm-hmm. and you just kind of evolve your fashion since working in clubs, meeting people. So to see Katya grow from such a short time is very great. It's, and you should have seen that she probably should have been in the finals in season mm-hmm. 7. I feel like the whole seasons I've almost had to apologize for liking Alaska.
No, don't.
By the way,
you
never
apologize for you like.
But I don't. So, but I think that she was very consistent in the competition, even though some people say that it was geared toward her, like guaranteed a win for her. And sure, like if it was, then she played the game still and she made it her own.
Right.
But I said it before and I'll say it again, that all of the top three, I would have been happy if Detox won because I thought she was consistent with the misstep and snatch game with Nancy Grace. That's the only thing that stands out bad to me.
Right.
Katya I thought was consistent the whole time, and I thought Alaska really took all the challenges and had a good time
with
it. I
think Katya's only misstep was her finale dress. I went back and watched. I was like...
That is, though, and I can't even remember there's this Russian designer... I'll tweet it out later. I can't remember her name. But the way she's dressing is like, is totally like this Russian designer. I think she's taking that. It's either she's being so weird, like she was with the burned face mm-hmm. in the reunion, mm-hmm. or she's doing this kind of like avant-garde Russian thing, mm-hmm. which to me, that dress having this kind of silhouette is mm-hmm. a very vintage Russian silhouette.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. That was my only misstep, and I agree with my Conrad on the end. I think Alaska, again, you know, she won. Whatever, who cares? I want to quickly discuss the mirror moment, and because they made it a big thing, and of course the person that
they
were talking about.
You mean the mirror moment when they came back?
When they came back? Yeah.
Okay, which, not the mirror moment. Like I love you, I'm looking in the mirror, and we're talking because that's how we used to define mirror moment.
Oh, yeah, because Jay. Coin that. I would like to. I'm actually surprised to know. I actually thought that the actual mirror was a reflection. Like it was something that was pre-taped and they like it was like projected on the mirror. I didn't literally
Kenny.
I didn't know that.
Thank God she's pretty.
Literally had them stand behind a mirror. I didn't know the mirror was two-way or one-way.
Two-way.
You're beautiful.
Oh. Remember when you were in that? Remember when you were in that room and there was people behind the mirror and you were talking about when you? It's just like that.
I just didn't think that the show would be that advanced to like do something like that. So that's why I was shocked. Yeah. Okay, never mind. I feel stupid right now.
Don't
you
feel.
Should.
Anyway.
It's literally just a two-way mirror.
Don't. I'm like you should.
No, just.
That's how they film them through the mirror anyway. Well, like when you're seeing their faces in the mirror, you have to film them through the two-way mirror.
So now, like. Ginger was saying how they were standing behind the mirror a long time mm-hmm. while the girls on the outside were talking. Of course, the girl that was doing most of the talking wasn't even at the reunion. That has got to, like, how would you feel, Mark? I mean, Jay?
It'd be uncomfortable, like, to hear your, like, people talking about you even though you're, like, right there and you're kind of, like, an invisible person. Mm-hmm. It would be weird.
Now I'm thinking about the comment section of, like, YouTube. Because this is what happens. Like, people make comments and it's as if well, they're talking about you, but not
they
knowing
don't
that
know
you don't.
This is something completely different. I don't know where we're going.
Okay.
I love you. I'm sorry. Try and say what you're saying.
No, I'm done. Someone else talk, please. Kenny,
was there
please
any specific...
don't be...
That simple.
That simple, okay.
Was there any, like, specific part of the reunion besides, like, the mirror? Like, because they did talk about the mirror for a while, and that was, like, the biggest reveal of the season, so mm-hmm. I think that it was a good
section
to focus
though,
on.
I do think, though, you know... This was them real-time hearing someone talking about them, whereas I do think the queens will go back and look at certain seasons, and you hear that, and you've been working with this person, and so you're like, wait, you said what in the confessional? You know, I do think that the mirror moment is just an immediate moment of probably other things that have already happened on previous seasons anyway.
Right.
Yeah. It's true, except it was just right there in their face.
Right.
Happening, yeah.
Right.
I wonder what you guys talk about when I'm not around.
Don't flatter yourself.
Oh, I'm getting a lot of sympathy though. From the...
We're going to get you a two-way mirror and you can find out.
Yeah. Kenny thinks it's magic. I do, actually. I just think it's magic.
That's why we love you, because you believe in magic.
I do believe in magic.
Just like Ronald McDonald.
So they got the panel got a chance to toot and boot their favorite looks.
Yeah, I thought that was a cute idea.
I thought that was great.
And you know, I actually like the fact that Tatiana said, you know what, although she wasn't in the competition or she wasn't at the reunion, her look was the best.
And Detox.
We're talking about Fifi's
futuristic
costume.
I love that. Yeah. That was one of my favorite looks.
Yeah.
It was great. It's true. It stood out to me. It's something I can even picture right now. And some of the other queens, I can tell you what they did.
But what's so funny, because, like, if I can think of my top three favorites, it's Katya's swimming dress with the little pinch.
That was good.
Nose.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
It's Fifi's future of drag look, because to me, like, cosplay is kind of the future of drag. And then it's Alaska's. I know it was a bad reveal, and I know it wasn't, like, really a reveal, but I love that camera dress.
You love the camera dress.
And I love it. I love that dress.
I thought it was absolutely hysterical, though. When that was the one thing that really made me laugh when Alaska was like, Detox's thing. And the camera dress. I mean, come on. I lost it. I thought that was absolutely hysterical.
Yeah.
I did say something. I forgot.
Mark, please say hi to Geraldo Diaz.
Hello, Geraldo Diaz. Well, I did say, because I had somebody call in to Dish and Days earlier today that watches this show as well. Mm-hmm. And we take phone calls from fans. And I said, well, maybe we could take phone calls from our fans on our finale episode of this show. So I don't know if that's okay with Steven. I don't know if we can even do that in the studio. But I thought maybe we could end the season by taking phone calls.
We have a little time. I don't know the number.
I do.
You guys want to take calls is what you're saying?
Yes.
Is it an option? It doesn't have to be, because I completely forgot.
Is this like because you think people want to talk to you, Mark?
Well, because they're yelling at me in the chat room because I did kind of say that we might when I was doing Dish and Days.
I mean, I can open Skype and the number is definitely 424-253-0504, 424-253-0504.
Thank you.
I'll put it on the screen for people.
Okay.
I'm going to text
this
my mom.
This is why Steve is a producer, because he memorizes phone numbers.
Look at this would be nice to end the season. They can yell at me and tell me how much they hate me.
Go ahead, Jackie.
Sorry, I just want to give... A friend of mine started doing drag recently. He's Gina Tonic, and he's from New York. I'll show you later.
Oh, like Gina and Tonic.
Yeah.
Cute.
So his name is... Yeah.
And I did get that, by the way. I got it.
His name is Gina Tonic, and I think the Instagram is It's Gina Tonic, but if you Google Gina Tonic in New York, you'll find him. He started doing drag. He's been doing drag competitions now. He's gorgeous. I really would love it if you guys could follow him.
Season 9.
I don't think he would be on Yeah, season. I would know. I would love for him
season
to be
nine?
On season 9.
Well,
season nine's
I'm
in the
assuming
bag.
That, yeah, I think they already taped it.
Okay.
Season 9, season 10. Not, they haven't taped yet.
Season
or
10.
Or they're soon to be taping, I'm just assuming.
I don't think they started.
We'll give him some love.
It's done.
Give
season
him
9's
some love.
In, I think it's in
it's
the bag,
done?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Because Jay almost auditioned to be an
I
underwear model.
Oh, that's right.
No, that's right. Get it twisted. They had a cast
It's never too late, Jay. You can underwear
now. You can be an underwear model still.
I'm naked underneath the table.
If you want Jay to take off his costume.
Jay, put your pants on!
Oh, so what I wanted to say, while on the toot and boot, what were your favorite toots and boots of the season? We heard from Jackie.
I think Detox's red
latex. That was
latex,
my
latex, hands down. And I'm trying to think if there was anybody else that I was like, I think Katya's pants outfit was one of my favorites, too.
The tracksuit? The brown?
Oh, that was good. Yeah, that was good.
That was still one of my favorites.
I gotta go T-Boss from Tatiana.
Oh,
yeah, that was
yes.
good, too.
She's
was
top.
Really good.
Yeah, that... Yes. So, Detox for sure in the latex. Tatiana, T-Boss. Mm-hmm. It was probably first. And then... Fifi's cosplay, the futuristic. Those are the three that I can just see.
Yeah. How about boots?
My biggest boot, I have to agree with Alaska. That camera dress was hideous. I did not like it.
Ginger Minch's futuristic. That was
it was
bad.
But that camera dress, I'm still having nightmares about that thing. It's just...
I'm trying to think if there's anything...
I apologize. I've had nightmares about it.
I don't know. I did not like Alaska's red, white, and blue thing. That I just did not like that. It just looked... Oh,
Alaska?
It looks like we may have a caller.
Oh, hi, caller.
Yeah, it looks like we have a caller. One sec.
Yay! Who wants to talk to us?
Somebody wants to talk to us. Probably whoever
Can we see the person?
Maybe Jamal.
Cool. Caller, you're on. Caller, you're on the line.
Hello, caller.
Hey, everybody. It's
Jamel
from Brooklyn.
Yay! It's Jamel.
Jamel, hey. From where?
Brooklyn.
Hi, Brooklyn. How are you? Are you there?
Hello.
Oh, there you are.
Hello. Hi. Hey, girl. What's
hey,
happening?
Hey, girl.
Can you hear the hosts, Janelle?
Jamel?
Oh, no.
Oh, give me one second.
Okay. He's like, well,
we
I don't
try
know
to
who.
Jamel is actually, I think, who I told on audition days that we would try to take phone calls. So,
Mark, you just need someone to talk to, huh?
Well, no, I forgot that I had said it, and they called me out on it, so I have to be true to my word.
All right, you should be able to hear them now.
Can you hear us, Jamel?
Yeah, I can hear you. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
I almost said welcome to Dish and Days.
I know. You know what? I thank you, Marcus. I was watching Walking Dead. I paused it. I forgot about this. But I wanted to call in because I loved this week of RuPaul's Reunited.
Yeah.
What was your favorite part?
You know what? I told Mark this earlier, but the moment when Alaska threw the leg, I went on the court.
So housewives.
Are you kidding me? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
When she threw that leg down, and basically it was a reference to a Viva, you know, yes. Dresser from the Housewives, I lost it. I couldn't believe it. I said, oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, so no, I don't watch Housewives.
I don't
so
either.
I didn't get it either.
Yeah, it's
I didn't
know that.
So okay. Were you Team Alaska this entire season, or whose team were you rooting for?
You know what? I think I was team Tatiana at first. When I first saw the pictures of her coming on the show, I've been watching the show since the first season. Mm-hmm. So to see somebody from season two was really exciting.
Right.
Mm-hmm. When she left, I went to Team Detox because every week she came out with her fashions. They were breathtaking. I mean, and she's so warm, and she tweets, and she's just a lovely person. So I was Team Detox after Tatiana was voted off.
I agree with you, Jamel. That's why I love you.
Yeah. Well, I love you. You know, I love Jackie, too. I love all of you.
Aww, thank you. No, I got a special shout-out. We can move on.
You know what I'm going to say. You don't love me?
I love Jay. I love you. I love everybody.
I would like to hear my name. You have to say my name. You said Jay. You said Mark.
Okay,
and you said Jackie.
Okay, I'm trying better. I love Kenny, the chocolate sexy man with the bald head.
You know what? If it was a two-way mirror and Kenny was behind, he'd be like, talk about me, talk about me. No, they would be like, oh, he broke the whole image.
Oh, is that you?
No, but
oh, no. Yeah, say my name.
I'm loving her too.
I love it. Same
That's why
mind.
We love having Steven as well.
I know, I love Steven too.
Well, thank you for calling. We really appreciate
it. We love you too. Thank you so much for watching.
It's been a while since we had a caller.
Yeah.
So thank you for calling.
It's a pleasure. And I feel special because, you know, nobody calls in. So I just wanted to call that moment. And I wanted to say too, I love Adore. Has explained herself because I needed that. I needed her.
Yeah.
Explanation. So I'm glad that happened. And Alyssa was fantastic. You know, with all her things. They said, "But did you make an agreement?" I didn't have no lawyer. They said, "Girl, go ahead, do it." she did what I needed. So everybody was great.
Yeah,
awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jamel.
We're so happy you called in.
Be safe out there in Brooklyn.
Thank you. I'm gonna tweet everybody.
Okay,
please do it.
Please do it.
Oh, we got another one.
Oh. Someone in the chat balls. Room put
Caller,
a bunch of pictures
on
of
the
legs.
Line. This is a Cincinnati number. It looks
oh,
like.
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
Go Bengals.
Maybe it's somebody I know.
Hello?
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 Hi. Who is this?
Oh, this is Galaxy.
Galaxy.
I love that name.
Galaxy, where are you calling from? Are you calling from Cincinnati?
I'm actually calling from Oregon.
Oh.
What the hell are you doing in Oregon? No, I'm just kidding. How are you? Thank you for calling us.
I love you guys so much. I love the recap.
Oh, we love you.
Sounds so cute.
I was so worried people were going to call in and be like, Mark, you're evil. I hate you. I'm so glad
I
said
this.
I
love you, Mark. I think you guys are all awesome.
Thank you.
Talk to us, Galaxy. What was your favorite moment of the season?
Oh, my goodness.
Think fast.
It's so hard because there was like a lot of probably I have to say the mirror one, like the two-way mirror when they turn around and they were all there. I was like, oh my titties, what is happening over here?
Galaxy. Well, as Kenny likes to call that moment, the reflection mirage.
Did you know it was a two-way mirror, or did you think it was a projection, Galaxy?
Oh, it's okay, Kenny. I knew it was a two-way mirror, but it's okay, Kenny. Okay. I've done stuff like that where I'm like, oh, that's so cool. Maybe if there was a projection, and then some people would come in and be like, no, no, Galaxy. And I'm like, oh, okay.
See, I know I'm not crazy in thinking that I'm the only
one. You're crazy. We're not mincing words.
Galaxy, high five. All the way to Oregon.
Yeah.
Tell me, what team? Whose team were you on this season? What was your favorite contestant?
Oh my goodness, it was hard because in their own way, I felt all of them deserve it. But yeah. I would be happy either other way. But I definitely was Team Katya. I'm gonna say. So.
It's a good one.
Yeah, we're there with you, Galaxy.
It was hard because all of them deserved it, but in the back of my mind, I was like, maybe they might do Katya. So
you sound like a fun person. Like, I want to hang out with you. can you go to LA?
I'm trying to hang out
with you guys.
I need some friends to come and look at mirrors with.
Or projections.
Yes. Or projections. Oh my gosh, we need our own two-way mirror.
Yes.
So we can talk about these bitches.
I can only imagine.
Well, Galaxy, do you want to give any shout-outs before we let you go?
You can shout-out me if you like.
I guess shout-out to all my friends and my mom out there.
I love Drag Race, too. Just curious, where in Oregon are you calling from?
Kenny's going to find your house. Don't give him your address.
Don't do it.
I am calling from Troutdale.
I do not know where
that is. So, is it a Cincinnati number?
No, actually, it's in Gresham.
Oh, okay.
So, it's like in a small little town area.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have maps, so I don't know what that looks like. Well, thank you, Galaxy,
Galaxy. We're going to Google you later.
Thanks for calling us.
Thank you so much. Love your name.
You sound so sweet, by the way.
Oh, my tits is my favorite thing.
I hung up on her. All right.
Oh. Wow, Steven.
Thanks. You're rude.
Just kidding.
By Galaxy. He's a producer. I know. He has to produce things.
And we have to get... I mean, we're there.
Jay for Pit Crew, Season 9. That's what someone wrote on the chat room.
I'm working on it, everyone. I'm working on it.
Mark?
I'm sure you slept with somebody that can get you on the show.
What do you guys...
Apparently all the queens sleep with their fans.
I know.
That was really...
Well, except for Tatiana.
It's just not my... Like, I can honestly say that is something I've never, ever done. It's so weird for me. Like, I feel like if they... My thing was always, and I'm not putting them down. By no means am I putting them down. Get what you can, girls.
No slut
but
shaming.
But I just never... I always felt like if they liked me like that, I don't really want to be with... You know what I mean? Like, I want them to like me and want to sleep with me, not Lorraine.
Okay,
but
so...
That was just me. Well, I see if you're seeing it from, like, a drag perspective, but I was thinking more from, like, a rock music perspective, whereas, like, drag queens are
the
rock musicians of the drag world, so, back in the day when people wanted to sleep with Steven Tyler, no, they don't want to do that anymore. But, like, back in the day... There were lots of, like, rock musicians that people would be groupies of and sleep with. And I
Again, kudos to them. Just not my cup of tea.
I'm not slut-shaming.
Or my cup of champagne.
And he's on Grindr right now. He's, like, looking up.
So make your comments if you want to get some. Yeah. No, I thought the conversation... Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. But I just thought the conversation was kind of inappropriate.
It's drag.
That's what happens though. They're all on tour.
It's drag.
I thought that was real tea.
Detox said she sent them down to a doors room.
And that was hysterical. Yeah. But I will, and I want to say this before the season ends, because I have to say, and I've known Detox for a long time. And we've had so much fun together, and I'm so blessed to know her and have worked with her before and after. And I have to say, a lot of them I didn't know before they were on the show, so I don't have the comparison, but a lot of the LA girls that I know, I have to say, Detox, since being on season 5, you could just, like, her humility and everything, just, like, she just became such a even more amazing person than she already was. And it just, I have to give her a huge shout out, because... I truly 100% believe that she should have won. And I just, I'm congratulations to you for showing people how elegant and just how you've stepped up your game and you've become such a better human and drag queen, period. Like, I just think she deserves such a huge shout out.
You should listen to her episode of RuPaul, of What's a Tea with RuPaul and Michelle Visage. Mm-hmm. It's a detox episode, and she's great.
Yeah. I can't say enough about her. I'm so blessed to know her.
I think I've said this before about Roxy, of all people. There's a maturity. She's definitely grown. She's, yeah. As a person, you can tell. And yeah. You can tell, like, the other queens really appreciate her.
Mm-hmm.
As a confidant. I only said that because that was
because Steve put the Golden Girls on the screen. On the screen. In here.
So,
yeah. Thank you, Steven.
Yeah, I have to agree. And I said this 2 weeks ago. Roxy's transformation was great for me because I thought she was a complete bitch in season 5,
mm-hmm.
And now I think what Fifi tried to do this season, I think Roxy completely succeeded.
Yeah.
And and now I don't hate her so much. I don't hate her at all.
If it wasn't obvious, this is your cue to rap.
I knew. I was trying to tilt my phone so you could see the time.
So, make your comments down below. We will be missing you guys until season 9, which will be maybe 3-4 months from now. So,
spring of 2017.
In the meantime, yeah. You could tune into Broadway Breakdown.
Or Audition Days.
Which Mark and sometimes Moonlight.
I'm actually going to be on next week.
Yay!
What are we doing next week?
Yeah, I'll figure that out later.
Jersey Boys. I have to refresh my memory.
By the way, I did give you guys a shout out last week.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it. Mm-hmm. I did not watch the episode. I'll have to go back and watch it.
I wasn't talking behind your back either. Jay, where can everyone tweet?
Keep the conversation going with me, guys. I always love talking with you on Instagram, don't_be_jealous, J-E-L-L-I-S, and Twitter, still_jealous.
Thank you for being with us, Jay.
Yeah.
Mark?
You can hate tweet me at Lorraine Love, LORAYNELOVE, and I'm on Tumblr now. I don't even know what it is, but I'm Lorraine Love on Tumblr.
Awesome.
I have no idea what that means.
Thanks for being with us, Mark.
But I took it because I didn't want someone else to have
it. It's a lot of porn.
We love you.
Is it? Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Jackie?
Oh, then I took that back.
At Broadway Be Down on Twitter. Or you should read Willem's book because there's lots of real tea in it.
Willem's book.
Oh, okay.
You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Kenny C. Harrison. This is making me sad because I don't want this to end. But we have to wrap up.
And thank you, Steven.
Yeah, thank you, Steven.
We love having you here.
Thank you, Steven. I want to give a big, quick shout out to Cameron Morrison and Tony Moore for sitting in for us this season. Thank you, guys.
And MJ.
MJ.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, check out his book. Guest.
Yeah.
Anybody else? Thank you for joining us. Make your comments down below. Shout us out on
Five stars on iTunes, please.
Make us popular. I want 10 million viewers this week.
Whoa.
Until next time, season 9.
We love you guys.
Love you.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Drag you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.